Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 22nd of August. The minutes of the last US Federal Reserve meeting make it relatively clear that rate cuts are coming. Better late than never. September is likely to see an interest rate reduction in the United States, and presumably this will be the start of a process as the Fed chases inflation lower. Policy operates with a lag, of course, so the economic effects of these rate cuts will take some time to filter through. This is why the idea of reacting to the very latest data point is so silly. If central banks are data dependent, it's too late. The rate cuts should not be considered a policy easing. Real interest rates are not falling over any meaningful time frame. It's simply a scramble to try and be neutral. The Jackson Hole summer camp for central bankers gets underway today, and amidst the roasting of marshmallows and campfire songs, there may be some papers presented that are of medium-term interest, though maybe not immediate market interest. In the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have second quarter negotiated wage settlements published. This is a somewhat backward-looking indicator, as wages tend to lag economic conditions a bit. But it also hints at potential spending power for working households. It's worth noting that, for some economies at least, the importance of workers' income is dwindling as demographics make retired households increasingly important as consumers. Translating from wages to inflation is a bit more complicated. Wages are not the same thing as wage costs. Think of all of the automation and efficiency gains from flexible working. Wage costs also do not have to mean higher prices. They might mean squeezed profit margins, especially in the wake of a profit-led inflation episode. The United States publishes the weekly initial jobless claims data. The recent run of this data has done quite a lot to dispel the idea that the US economy is weakening dramatically, an idea that was produced by a rogue employment report. The data does move around quite a bit, but the general message is that the fear of unemployment should remain limited, especially for middle-income consumers. That in turn suggests that the willingness to spend is not going to be impeded by the US labour market. There's also a cluster of sentiment opinion polls coming out. As proper opinion polls increasingly demonstrate, asking people what they think very often produces different results from measuring what people actually do. And this applies as much to business polls as to anything else. Political bias is an increasing risk as well, as the world becomes more polarized. Investors are advised to spend a couple of minutes reading the comments section of the Dallas Fed Survey of Manufacturing Sentiment before reflecting on what might influence responses in similar sentiment polls. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.